Randy Holmgren is used to wearing a uniform. Before working for the local police department, the 53-year-old was in the Marine Corps. He spent 6 years in combat zones in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And then in 2012, decided after I ended up with typhoid that, you know, I really wanted to come home and, and not see exciting, exotic places where I got sick.
Joking aside, Holmgren says coming back to work in Petersburg's police station was a natural segue for him.
Granted, one is military, one is police, but it's still helping your fellow man and doing interesting things. And that was the draw for me.
Holmgren says he likes working for the Petersburg police because it keeps him on his toes. He says the small size of the department lets him continue to learn new things.
It's not a narrow scope of knowledge. I have my fingers on a little bit of everything, everything from dispatch to jail to administration to patrol to investigations, because here, unlike larger departments, an officer responds to the call. They don't say, oh, I need a detective to, you know, now respond to the case. They have it from the beginning to the complete end of the outcome of the case. So it's an interesting dynamic.
The FBI's National Academy is located in Quantico, Virginia. It trains about 220 officers at a time through 10-week courses. With that, Holmgren hopes to learn about a variety of topics, including policy, administration, and leadership. He says he's had exposure to all of it, but he's looking to increase the depth and the width of his knowledge.
The biggest thing is exposure to how other people do things. You know, what assets are out there for us to tap into? It's not reinventing the wheel. I mean, granted, we're in a smaller community, but, you know, we're still a microcosm of national society. And other people have already encountered those type of instances, so you know who to reach out to and say, hey, I've got this unusual thing that we've never seen before. You have.
The networking is invaluable.
Kelly Swihart is Petersburg's police chief. He went to the FBI National Academy in 2014. There, he says, the officers shared email addresses with each other to continue communications after the academy was over.
If someone needs a policy example or has a specific question or a problem, they can put that question out to the group, and invariably somebody has already solved that.
Swihart says just working closer to the FBI is helpful. Petersburg's police department works with the FBI on some of its cases.
Particularly in drug investigations, we've also done a few child pornography investigations and online enticement investigations with the FBI since I've been here. So, you know, it's good to have those relationships.
Swihart says that having Holmgren attend the FBI Academy will help the police department. He says Holmgren will be able to use new skills and contacts in the years to come.
He likes to work, he likes to help, and he never quits. He is going to do everything he can to make sure the job gets done and gets done right.
Holmgren doesn't know yet when he'll go to the academy in 2019. Those details still have to be worked out. He and his wife Sarah have 3 children and 2 grandchildren. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.